representing BK to the fullest.
Alright, what's up, dope people? Welcome back to yet another episode of the Boys Club Podcast, aka the BK Podcast. Guess what, man? We have a new co-host in the building, man. Hey, yeah, I have with me here,
as you know, Dante, of course.
Mm-hmm. And who, man? The new guy in the building.
The big guy.
The himself, big guy. Eh? What's up, man? What's up, man?
Introduce yourself. Me, me, the big guy.
Apparently.
By all means, I am the big guy.
Come on, man.
So, just, okay, come in, but come in slowly.
Slowly.
Like, there.
Slowly.
Huh? The big guy.
The big guy.
Man, the boys are going to basically perform again.
Buddha, week in our Pelekadu, man. How is the week going, man? How has your week been, man?
Where do we start?
Let's start
no,
from...
No, wait. We can't just start like that. We need to know at least who Steve is. But Adi Jasema Jinaake, Usharuka.
Sasa hapo kwa wiki, ndio sasa the guy gone, you know, say, hey, this is me, man. This is what I do and everything, you know.
It's all right then. Yeah, man. Okay, we start with Steve.
We start with Steve, man. Hey, preach, my brother. Preach. Preach.
Wow, The week have been good.
Bazenga tadi.
Just the usual, man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just chilling, man.
Just chilling, no pussies, man.
Mm. Like, you're taking a break.
I'm taking a break.
Mm. No pussy week.
Yeah.
Hey,
pussy then.
Detox.
Dude, detoxing, man.
Detox from what? Toxic chicks?
No, pussy.
Pussy to
How do you...
You take a break, bro.
Break for what?
From pussy.
Why? For what purpose?
Just
what the hell?
To think straight.
Sometimes you need to focus on other
Yeah,
things,
focus.
Yeah.
Like, you know, re-strategize.
Wait, when you guys, you get some pussy and then you are shagalabagala, your head just start...
No, you slow down. Not like
let me tell you guys
slow
something,
down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
You know, man, sometimes you get caught up
in
some
moment.
Situations, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to take a chill and sit back and relax and
see through everything.
And schedule your life, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Me, this is a new one. Me, normally I get pussy to focus. You guys are
dude, what?
You're getting away from pussy so that you can focus.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
me,
man.
I'm not wild like that, but me, I know myself. Me, if I get that thing, I know. As in, basically, I will have gotten it. So you are done with that one. Now we start looking for the bug.
Man, dems. Man, I don't know how Dante here thinks, man.
It's not about how I think.
It's about
who I am.
Do you get pussy? Just to focus.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's this simple. Mm-hmm. You've seen Feng Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to get some.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's better that you talk to her. You get whatever you're getting.
Your
story, Isha. Then you focus on other shit.
Anyways,
exactly.
Anyways,
that's what
anyways,
I'm saying.
Let's get going with this thing, man. Dude, how's your week going, man?
I'll say one thing.
Yeah.
God bless summer bunnies.
So God what?
God bless summer bunnies. You know who summer bunnies are?
Nah.
Summer bunnies ni our say these guys from Maju,
mm-hmm.
who they are Kenyans but they live in Maju, or even they are people from there,
mm-hmm.
but they come to Kenya for holidays.
During the holiday. I know where you're headed, man. Just
bro,
hold it,
these
man.
Just hold it, man.
Just hold it, man. We gonna get it. Hey, anyways,
so,
Mazee.
One, God bless summer bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
Two. And this is a topic we're going to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if whatever I'm drinking
mm-hmm.
is too expensive for you,
mm-hmm.
don't ask me what I'm drinking.
Okay, you
by
mean,
all means.
Okay, you mean that like literally
okay.
Literally.
Oh, okay.
If I'm drinking something that you cannot afford at the moment or you can't afford in general, don't ask me. But I'll go in depth to that. In that, I'll tell you why I'm saying all that.
All right.
Buddha, don't be a banner.
Mazee, mimi, my week, man. Is it just me or you guys, mazee, December kuna venye? One moment, wiki meanza. The next moment, wiki meisha. Is it
man,
just,
man,
is it just
man,
me?
That's the real
exactly.
deal, man.
Like, one moment the week is on, the next moment you are in a new week, you're like, okay, what the fuck?
I think we're getting old.
I think Saturday, I think December is doing that thing so that January can do the other thing. So, you know,
yeah.
People say December is a week,
mm-hmm.
yeah. then January is like
2 months in
it's,
one.
It's actually close to 1 year.
1 year in one. Anyways, yo, mm-hmm. shit, bro.
Uh-huh. You want to show us something?
Yeah, I wanna show. This is musical, man.
Mm-hmm.
Breezy Air starts in January. Come on.
Oh, but yeah, you've
Breezy Air starts
you've been,
in January.
You've been pissed that Nini Chris Brown hasn't released
a whole
anything.
Year, bro.
A whole year.
A whole year, man. A whole year. Nothing. No, nothing. Just collaborations here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the dude just, you know, updated his status story on IG
mm-hmm.
the other day. Mm-hmm. And he said Breezy Air starts in January. With mm-hmm. a little bit of a thing up chini. I know you all been waiting. You know, Breezy Air starts in January. Hey, shuzitu moto moto maze. Everybody loves Breezy, man. Yeah, everybody loves Breezy, man. And this dude has something. I know he has something coming, something we ain't seen before. Trust me.
I mean, Breezy always represents. And all I can say about that is I'm here for it because
basically
me, the last three albums have fucked me up proper. I don't know. See, if I told you something, I mentioned something to do with me being depressed a while back.
Indigo,
Breezy and Chris and McMill
mm.
are the ones who got me through that shit.
Mm.
So it's not. I'm waiting. I'll be sitting somewhere, chilling, waiting for that shit.
About the music,
mm,
yeah?
Mm, mm.
I think it's high time we have some other taste, you know?
Mm.
You know, we grew up listening to Breezy,
mm-hmm.
Trey Songz,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
The same R&B niggas.
Mm-hmm. I think the music industry is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people should accept.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, like, we're having a new wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You can't compare the music our parents used to bang. Yeah,
yeah.
Those
to what we
yeah.
listen to right now.
The wave is changing, yeah. and that's something
we should
people
embrace.
Should accept and embrace.
Yeah,
mm.
yeah. That's the real deal, mm-hmm. man.
But now you know the one thing I'll say about that is that you know the OGs will always be the OGs. I mean, there are people you can't expect, as in, even right now,
just
Chris Brown, you know, I can say for a fact, Chris Brown's peak ended already. He's
mm-hmm.
now just releasing music because he has fans, he has to cater to fans, and also for himself, because
yeah,
apparently,
yeah, he's
releasing
music
is
some
money. Sort of,
income.
You know, actually, even therapeutic to some people.
Mm-hmm.
The artists who say they like releasing their music because it's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
So Breezy is an OG.
Mm-hmm.
Breezy, I don't think he will be gone anytime soon. We still have many collaborations. He's still bringing in new artists. You can see what he's doing with what's his name, Ghana. Ghana is not such a new artist, but whatever they have been doing together, it's something big. Me
and Blue.
Exactly. You
yeah,
see,
yeah,
he
Blue,
still has
yeah.
many people he needs to slot into the space so that now he can retire and say,
mm-hmm.
hey, now I'm a retired OG now,
mm-hmm.
like Snoop Dogg.
Speaking
mm-hmm.
of the new wave,
mm-hmm.
have you guys heard this girl, Brandy? Brandy Maina?
Brandy, she's Kenyan.
Yeah, she's Kenyan.
Dude, you can
one amazing yeah. chick, man.
You can know this.
The
people.
Music. She's doing an amazing artwork, man.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to listen to this.
One thing about
She's
one
really
funny
amazing.
Thing about one funny thing about music, man.
Mm.
Shit, bro. Kabulu and Atambali. I just to quite to focus here, then just put your focus just Kenya alone,
mm-hmm.
dude.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of talent we have. I don't know what happened. The other day, Bien was saying, he was on this Jalango show.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this catchy song of G above the head.
Yeah, and everything.
Yeah. So Bien was saying that, he was telling Jealous that Kenyans don't actually want to embrace like real good music.
Mm. They want
to embrace,
hype songs.
They want to embrace hype songs.
And
yeah.
Shit.
yeah, and hype songs with some stupid stuff in it.
Yeah, you know.
But by stupid, I don't mean like the song is stupid. Like you something that
the
you
content should, the content basically you can't put it in a sentence and make sense out of it. It's something you just go through when you get drunk and fucked up
proper. So Bien was saying like, look at the guy who sang this song, and he was telling Jalas like, look at the songs he made before. Perfectly big, good songs. Nice songs. But nobody actually gets this nigga attention.
Yeah, but people
this guy want just to came up with song. Something, you know, catchy, something that people gonna embrace, something that people can vibe to when they're actually wanafanya usherati. And this guy blew up and now everybody knows him. What's wrong with Kenya?
About that.
What do you think? What do you think actually happens, bro? Me,
about
me
that, CNA, I think sometimes about the culture in right now. You know, kitambo, people used to sell their records manually,
yeah? Yeah.
You go record your shit, then you go to town, sell it to people tape. So, by the time people are buying your shit, it means how to be legit. But, najua, these days, bana, crazy things sell, bana, out there. I think that's the thing people go with, but people are not making the music, the good music for the soul.
There's just one problem. There's just one problem with this thing. There's just one problem with that thing. There are two ways involved. Some people do some stuff to get a breakthrough, then go back to what they're actually supposed to be doing. Because they had that breakthrough and now they know somebody gonna listen. So they're gonna get back to their original roots. But there are some artists who they do this thing, then stick to it. There's just one problem with that thing. You never stay relevant for too long. Then that is where you now find an artist that's doing stuff to stay relevant. You know, clout and everything. You know, drama here and there and everything.
I'll give you an example. You know Made in the Streets by Hurt the Band.
Yeah.
That album,
an amazing album. I listened, as in
that's the only album at the moment apart from Nyashinsky's work that I can say I'd rather sit down and listen to it song to song to song to song. Because I know how much that album. As in, I'm a big fan of that album. So, it's funny that this album released in 2019, but I found out about it when I was doing my internship at the radio. That's when I found out about it. And till and to this day, people only know three songs from an album that had, I think, seven or eight songs. People only know It's a Vibe. People only know El Shaddai. And one more song. I forget the name, but only three songs from that whole album.
Like only three songs made a hit.
Because all radio stations have this person called the person who controls the music. I don't remember the official name. He is the one who controls the playlist for every show, everything. So this person's work is to listen to this music and make and look for the radio records.
Yeah, verify if this song is actually fit to actually
but
play.
But the problem is this is one person. This one person is the one who is going to make Bien's Kamati ya Roho Chafu play every time. Because maybe he likes it.
Bro.
You get
about that.
So kuna a certain aspect of the narrow-mindedness of people following whatever one person deems trendy, of which seem bias, but still that's one person. If you're a radio station and you have such a person, let it be a committee. Let it be a couple of guys who are actually saying, by the way, this song, by the way, this song, by the way, this song.
Oh, it's equally cute to one guy.
You know, and then there is there is something you've mentioned about somebody taking that lane and sticking to it. Me, basically, one of these things, the likes of Akina Triomio, Akina Magic's Anger, that group, you basically who is on mainstream right now, our tundaita commercial, because most of the reason why wanatoa hizo ngoma is so that they can sell. It's not to appeal to people in a deeper nini, you get. Kuna mtu mwenye, like, the way he's saying Brandy, maybe we haven't been hearing Brandy because amekuwa kitoa music enye ni art more than sherehe na nini nini.
Is Brandy the girl?
Elewa music
ile day flani kanimbili.
Brandy, bro, she's really amazing.
I've seen pure art, man. She's artistic. I think that's why she's artistic, man.
You see, most people will not follow the art variation of it. People these days, okay, we already know. Nairobi, Kenya, yeah, basically anywhere in Kenya is sherehe throughout. So
one thing about art, not
so many people will follow it.
One thing about music, me, I'm not against the club songs, the big jams and stuff.
But the
last day I saw Eric Omondi was pushing for play Kenyan e-music. About that shit, I think we also play a major role in that, yeah? First, the radio shows, the radio producers, the host. You know the type of music, maybe unapata... This guy love a particular artist. So kwa show yako utapata along the show.
Exactly.
60% the music that he feeds the people, the listeners, is the music that he or she wants the people to.
That's exactly to what to. I'm saying. I'm talking about when I say there is a person who manages the playlist and his perception of what people should be listening to
is not
what everybody else thinks. Because me, maybe Leo, today I want to skia Nini, is it Jipe Moyo or what is it? You see, even I've forgotten the names because they're not played until I go and look for
you them. I believe one thing, man. Kama weni mtu ana entertain watu na music, yeah? Don't be too personal. You know, chefs.
Yeah.
Chefs, DJs. You know, these people who do radio and everything, you know, and these people who do TV and everything, yeah, they have one thing in common, yeah, don't do it because you like it.
Exactly.
Be open-minded with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Unaweza imagine chef, anapika food, juu anapendanga kupika hii food hivi, lakini si hii food ni ita food inaenda kukuliwa na watu kama so, you know, so how would that be? Unaona, how would that be?
Uweze pika venye unaitaka.
Juwe unapendanga kuweka mahoho nini. Exactly. You know, there's always something neutral for everybody.
Yeah.
What about the people wenye wakuli hoho, bro? You know?
I get
same way ukwe DJ, lakini zile ngoma unapendanga ndio vitu unachezeanga watu.
Okay, first of all, you know the thing with especially this music industry. Is sometimes people believe that even how their playlist are the shit. And unless you are Dante, of course, me, mine are always the dopest. Lakini unless you are like...
Lakini umutu ana, umutu na kujigamba, jigamba, unajua. Ebu kwa za tulia.
What I'm trying to say is, unless you are some sort of genius that can understand everybody and get everybody's emotions at one time and make sure they're getting the music that they need, man, of which hakuna mtu kama huyo.
Hakuna.
So that's, hiyo kitu tunasema, hey, you have a committee. And then there is this other thing. Our artists were... art, the musicians were art. We had these conversations. The thing about between art and content. Hapo hivyo ndio
kuna kuaga na nguru.
You see this unaona venye kuna two variations of the music nini, kuna the art part of it and the commercial part of it. Mine is weka into these two things. Because there is the art part of it, these are the akina kulichanas, akina nani, yani wale, okay, me,
you know kulichana?
I'll talk about anybody who is underground, mwenye ana make music, but it's not any secret to a radio, per se, although me, I don't see why it can't be played in radio, but kuna mtu mwenye ana make the art, then kuna mwenye ana make content, because I tell you right now, next year, ati Major or Triomio does the same thing Chris Brown has done this year, of which, okay, levels zao si the same, they are not at par, lakini yafanya the same thing, akose ku release something. People, so you already see how people go, hey, kumefunguliwa, Major, where are you, we need ngoma, right? So if these two people wajaribu kufanya something like that, it won't nini, because theirs is content. They need to deliver content to the art audience. Lakini kuna ule wa art mwenye atakaa chini. You remember times when an album could take sijui a whole year? Mtu mekaa na album for a full year, akiandika, anaipeleka, anaifanyisha listens, people still nini, people say, hey, apana bado, apana bado, so that it gets to a certain point, the album is set.
May I think about that? I don't think you need a specific time to come out with a masterpiece. Like the Slim Shady album. That guy wrote that album in one night, and the whole album was a hella big thing.
Exactly.
I think art is about what can you deliver,
or what has inspired you at that moment.
Yeah.
Because kuna painters who will paint a painting in
years.
In 30 minutes, depends how many hours. As in, depend on the need that you are in. Like, you know, content, it will force you at this time, at every like 2 months, make sure you've dropped something. Every like 1 month, make sure you've dropped something. You remain relevant to these people.
Anyways, like, me,
I want to remain on the music topic for just any nikiru fupi. So, see, you know, we are referred to as millennials.
Yeah.
That is 95, born 95 kuteremka.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is Gen Z's now. People say think born from due to what? To something. I think 2000 kuteremka. They're called Gen Z. So, Gen Z wametoka saizi, they are saying that, no wait, let me first phrase it as a question. Alafu ndawaambia kenye amesema. Who you've seen verses, ile hip hop verses, ile mnaekwa sijui tu wasanii wawili for sijui 2 hours or something like that, mnaekwa you battle each other. Who do you think anaweza shinda Jay-Z? Keep in mind, okay, Jay-Z.
Okay, me honestly, Jay-Z is one of my favorite rappers, yeah. But I feel ukeka Jay-Z na mseka Lil Wayne, yeah. The Lil Wayne waizo matai. Me, I feel like bar after bar, but Lil Wayne anaweza osha Jay-Z.
Who do you think can nini
Jay-Z? I am somebody who all would believe, man.
Who?
Busta Rhymes. That dude, bro. That dude, man.
These niggas. I should just dig sometimes away somewhere.
Bro, it's an open question. Everybody, it's an open. It's
you
an
can't
open,
tell me.
Everybody is just saying what they think.
There is no way you'll tell me.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he's seen the tweet somewhere, because the people, Gen Z, are saying that Lil Wayne can wash Nini, Jay-Z. What have I said? Lil Wayne can wash Jay-Z, yeah. Which is impossible. You know why? Like, think of this person. Don't even think about his business. Leave his billions alone. Ebu, take a picture in your mind of the one person who went toe-to-toe with Nas. The person who picked up where Biggie left off. Because people will say maybe he didn't, but me, I know. From where Biggie left off is where Jay-Z took up. And he built the empire in Brooklyn and in BK, representing BK to the fullest.
I think, the nurse is changing. Yeah, you can't force me to relate to the people. Kama kina Tupac, kina Biggie, I can't relate to them, man. Me naanza ku relate from who? Lil Wayne. The people I grew up listening to.
You know,
now me compare,
you know, the best
compare thing. I think that's Lil Wayne can be one of my all-time favorite rappers.
You know, the best thing is that we've been born in the same era.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's not that I'm older and I'm telling you at yours. Let me ask you something.
Mm.
Saizi, an artist like who? Like who? An artist like Prezo, CMB Prezo, I work against Tremio. Who would win?
You can't compare the two, but those are.
It's not comparison.
Yeah, I'm not comparing. I'm saying. Like
try and imagine this.
Tremio anaosha Prezo saivi mbaya sana. Honestly.
Let me turn it back. Let me explain to you why you think that. Maybe from my perception of why you think that, it's the same conversation we've just had a few minutes ago. There's a difference between art and content.
Mm.
The Black Album, yeah, Jay-Z, before you talk, this guy put everything into it. Go listen to the Black Album, the Blueprint, Uniambie. I'll tell you something right now. We've been born in the same era, and I'm a big Lil Wayne fan. Me and him say, I'm going to follow Lil Wayne forever.
Me, honestly.
But there is an album that I only know two songs. You know why? Because I zaini vuta to that extent.
Mm.
Mimi and I have all those albums. Lakini mimi, Jay-Z, the point where alinishikia, and I'm talking from a personal perspective, this guy pulled me into his music. Akanifanya nitake kusikiza more.
Mm.
And whatever he says, I resonate with, I implement it in my life. Nikituenye. I can say I have lived a bit of it, meaning I relate to it. Unaona? So I don't say mati sawa Lil Wayne, okay, he's greatest rapper alive according to whatever he said. Lakini there are people who are greater. You can't compare Lil Wayne and Jay-Z. Basically, you can't compare Jay-Z to anybody.
Everybody is on their own lens, man.
Yeah. On topics like everybody this, on topics like this, lens, I'd prefer to agree to disagree because of one thing. Everybody thinks differently.
Exactly.
You know, maybe I related to Jay-Z, but somebody else related to
Lil Wayne.
Somebody else related to Lenny. And I like the fact that you said Busta Rhymes because Busta Rhymes is an artist.
Dude, there's a
podcast, the 85 South Show.
Mm.
This guy was there talking about what they used to do. You see, even the videos, Zao's Akitambo, the ones that we see as MTV and they look weird, they're wearing what.
Mm.
Hey, bro, kumbe, that's art. Me, I've never looked at it like that. So, he was talking about a song they did with, Janet Jackson?
Mm.
And Janet Jackson had a cloth made of rings and shit. At that, those rings mean something. Him himself, he had three crocodile
outfit. Yeah, I think about this conversation.
So,
people should stop comparing these eras, man. You can't keep on comparing era kina Biggie, na kina NBA Young Boy Sai. I think people should start taking art differently.
True, man. True.
You can't compare. Art is evolving.
Mm-hmm.
The way people used to produce their songs, not the same way that people produce their songs right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, people should embrace this art differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things are changing.
I get what you're saying because art itself is changed. So when you kid in a song, and if I meet you and then you start telling me, oh, Missy is kiza reggae. Oh, Missy is kiza rumba. Me already, kwa akili yangu musically, kuna place na kwa nimekusaiti. Wewe ni, wale wase wenye. Ati, you still remember like high school, those people who would never listen to hip-hop because hip-hop ni ya mabombe.
Yeah.
So, me akili yako tunakwa nime. Because, bro, this is art. I can tell you right now, for the few days I've been working at I mentioned the name, today bleep. From the few days I've been working there, I have reggae songs in Isijai Skiza, but that shit is banging. So you can tell. On Sunday, when I come back, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'll always be listening to reggae, whether I want to or not, because that thing is still in my head. And that's how deep music gets to you. Mm. So for those people who want to nini with the art of music, ikuingie vizuri. Stop saying that you can't listen to Papa Wemba. I'm saying Papa Wemba is the bomb. Listen
listen I think people should fuck with what they feel is exactly good for them.
Yeah. Find your vibe.
Yeah, find your vibe.
Find your vibe, but yeah, don't man. But don't close your borders. Be open to other things. Do wewe utasema oh sijui mimi ni wa hii na hii, and then you'll be missing out on a whole lot. But that's just me. That's what I think. Anyway, since I mentioned the club, let's get into this conversation. Simply put, I'm at the club, I'm doing my thing. Normally, while I'm doing my thing, obviously, you can't be somewhere where people are drinking and not drinking. So, what I do, I go get a beer, I place it on the counter next to the DJ. I'll tell you why that's the best spot in that club in a minute. So, I'm seated there. Then somebody else comes, somebody I know, like let's say Glenn, you hop in Swevi, and umekuja in the name of you've come to see what I do these days. So you're there, hey, we're talking, nini. Then kidogo, you okay, you see what I'm sipping, then we will tish a keg. Sour. You see what I'm drinking, then we tish a keg. And then after a while, you are like, hey, by the way, let me buy you a drink. You've seen what I'm sipping, una kunywa keg, then you want to buy me keg. How?
Because I can't afford keg.
Eh? Because you can afford keg.
Yeah.
If then you can't afford what I'm buying, just don't buy the drink. Just tell me, hey, Buddha, I could have bought you a drink, but maybe next time. Because obviously you won't be coming to the club every day to drink keg.
So this guy,
he asked me what I'm drinking. I tell him, I just give me another Tusker. And then all of a sudden, new boys on a jam. I'm sure, okay, because me, I left. I told him, get me a Tusker, I'm coming. I went around, took a few shots, came back. I'm like, where's the drink? Where's the drink? And he's like, wait. You see me drinking keg here, then you ask me to buy you a Tusker. I'm like, you ask me what I'm drinking, bro. You don't know, maybe I was supposed to get the next round.
Uncle!
You get? Maybe I was supposed to get the next round. Maybe ningefanya to the same. Because you're drinking keg, you get your jug, let me get my beer. You get, because it's almost the same price range. Like, if this guy gets mad at me because I asked him to buy me what I'm drinking. I didn't downgrade to whatever he was drinking at that moment.
Ah,
I don't have a problem.
Man. Keg is a jug. Unajua keg ni beer iko imported bana.
Mishi yangu ni mbona uniulize kitu then when I tell you what I'm using unijamie because I've shown you that I'm a little bit more expensive than you. See, you just agree uniambie hey Buddha hiyo nayo siwezi or you tell me maybe next time I'll get it. Lakini see you get mad at me in the middle of a sherehe. Then you start causing fracas katikati ya klabu just because I asked you to buy me a beer. It's not that I don't have money to buy my own beer. You asked to buy me a beer.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah?
This is a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're taking a girl to a date, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is a first date, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just met someone.
Mm-hmm.
You're there. Maybe you're going to meet her. Maybe, let's say, a joint in town, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Will you ask her what she will eat, or will just assume and take the order?
I would. Okay. Okay. If you get a point in that, if it gets to a point that I have asked you out, see, then I'll let you ask, you get whatever you want. Because by the time Dante gets to that mentality of taking you out, I'll have made sure I have secured a couple of bags venye adi ukiitisha kitu outrageous. Alafu PS, you have to know where you're taking her. You won't take her to fucking for Ruthani knowing you have sijui pizza place ni Pizza Hut ni money. Sis, you let her choose.
Connie, what would you do?
I think.
Yeah.
I'd let her choose what she wants. But the thing with these chiles, man, this from a personal experience. You'll take Utapeleka dem to out vizuri. Not this chile love to explore. I don't think he's exploring, but I don't know. I don't have the right word for it, but you'll find someone, takes the menu, go through the menu. Then CG if they know what they are doing, but someone will just point, I want this. Hey, I'm like, hey. Okay, some mushroom suji soup, suji what? You'll just order what you are used to. Your cocktail there, you have your fries, your chicken pale, munch, you're good. A minute, you're like, hey, what's up? Maybe she's not used to eating, like, you know, as for us guys, we don't mind. We just go with our pace. So I asked this chile. What's up? She's like, oh wow, you know, this is the first time I'm taking the mushroom soup. To me, like, she's like, yeah, she's insinuating like this. This is not good. This is not my thing. I'm like, bitch, come on.
I was just trying.
Why are you acting fancy? Why are you acting fancy? Man, go and... By the way, I'll go even to Stanley. If they have the porridge, me and Taidisha, something which I'm used to.
I'm a rice.
Basically, just go with something you're used to. Especially these fancy places, my friend, don't go and ask the omelette, the nini, out a kulezo of it, trust me. just go with the normal menu.
Let me ask you, what did you do after when you come your food? That food is not for her.
I just paid what she ordered.
The bill is up.
And yeah, that's the thing.
And you did what?
I paid what she ordered. I couldn't check the order, man.
Next time, she needs
to behave.
Listen,
no,
we go somewhere. No. Then all of a sudden, ati you changed menu because you're quite kierere ya tumbo. Then you get there, the food is not what you expect. Then you expect me to pay
for another thing.
It's a lie.
I paid. You know what made me to pay? Because I felt like the first order was on me. So if she needed to change the menu, that was on her.
So she paid for this new mushroom soup.
I paid for that. I wanted her, if she wanted something else, she had to pay, bro. But you know these girls,
they don't have
money.
Me number. She can't. Number two, Mungu mpate do. I pray to God you guys find money.
Why?
So that you stop.
Don't do that cheap nonsense with us, my nigga.
You guys find money. find money. Then you stop complaining about this.
But you know what, Stevie?
I'm not complaining about the cheap, but...
There is one thing that would make me pay for both meals. If I haven't smashed yet.
I'll consider that.
My nigga, if she's one of those... Peng, like something I can. Okay, for me to take her to somewhere like that, she has to be peng. But if she's like that
about that,
nigga, I'll pay. I'll do everything
about that. Yeah?
Let me smash. Then
there's one thing I've noticed. Yeah, there are different kind of chicks. You know, manze, Mimi. There's a chick I met once, manze. I won't mention the name, but. Yani, the way she talks, the way she handles herself, the scent, man, you know? You know, most of these girls squeeze at her. They don't know how to... Trust me,
we know.
The end, man, the end.
We have Father Abraham here.
Man, my niggas out there, don't just smash anything that comes your way.
You should have standard.
Let me read for you something. You should have standards.
I get what you're saying. You should have standards. They already set standards for us. Why should we be any different?
Brother, I thought
it was. Ati, oh, si juu lazima akuona pesa, akuona gari, akuona nini. My nigga, if you get the chance, I tell you every single fucking episode, Naswevi Onikana, if you get the chance, smash that. Just smash her. And you two potele mbali na because
I want if you tombi wanaongea.
No.
There is nothing.
I want if you tombi wanaongea.
There is nothing.
Let me tell you one thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think as you grow, things mm-hmm. change.
Okay.
Maze mimi, there was an age gap, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when I was in the uni, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This period, maze, I used to smash like regularly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And different punanis, yeah. You know, you're there. You know,
if you can land that.
Yeah. You know, man. Yeah. You know, this is. I'm coming to the uni. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting different girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are there, Annie.
Yeah.
It's like you're having ready meat. You're there serving
a whole buffet.
Okay.
Okay.
A whole buffet.
Mm.
You have to choose what you want.
I think this nigga is pretending like he never smashed campus chicks.
Being overwhelmed, you know.
You know,
you have to sample.
Lakini you know one thing is huyu jamaa amerudi kutoka London lazima atuonyeshe ati alikuwa streets. We have also been in those streets.
Okay, we have been there.
Okay.
Check.
Lakini one thing man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bana okay, as much as we saying here that you need to have standard.
Mhm.
Enshume kula kitu safi. Kitu safi na maanisha ni I mean that later.
No, that's what
kitu safi na pia kitu safi like general cleanliness bro.
Yeah, because
Buddha usha pata mtu mwenye ajajua
niggas are smashing weird.
Some of you
shit.
Niggas some weird shit man. Me be the one thing with me before I smash before I smash a chick. I usually love this trick, yeah. I call it the finger trick, yeah. I'll have to inspect you. Yeah? Apart from the looks. Wait, hold up. Apart from the looks, yeah? Apart from the looks.
No, hold up. How did you call that shit again?
Yeah?
How did you call that shit like finger one?
Two finger licks, eh? So this is what I do, yeah?
Yo,
I invite you to my place.
Mm-hmm.
So before I smash you, it's either I'll have to check you. Do you know how I check you? I don't just ask you it, I have to check you.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, I romance you good, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know when you romance a girl and she's there and anajiachilia. So what you do, you're acting like you're fingering her.
Mm-hmm.
Then, at the same time, when you're cuddling, I love to sniff that shit.
Dude,
if I hear any,
No, a
pinch.
Let me get this.
Nigga, no smash that shit.
This nigga is way too wild for me.
Let me get this shit straight, man.
Yeah.
So you're gonna dip your fingers into
not
you know,
deep, nigga, not deep.
Just rub it.
You just rub it.
You rub it.
Yeah, kinzaro. Where? You know.
The clitor one.
Yeah. No.
No. Like,
be. As long as.
This whole
wait. No, guys, hold up. Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
As long as the cheek is wet, you can smell that shit across the room, man.
Oh, so.
Just like weed, eh? If you smell that shit across the room, nigga,
somebody don't
hear that shit. No, man.
Take it. This is one thing me I know. I don't need to put my hands on you to know you to clean. Bad
what do you
pussy
look at
announces me? Itself.
Mm.
Bad pussy. Mm-hmm. And by when I say bad pussy, I don't mean it smelling
mm-hmm.
or it's doing it. I don't mean it categorically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know there is a chick you'll smash today. Even if the pussy is good, then she'll start acting crazy towards you.
Mm-hmm.
These people who attach feelings instantly.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Mm.
Okay, there is a smelly.
You hate that shit.
No way.
You are facials, man.
No way.
Fucking hate that shit.
There is a smelly pussy. There is the crazy pussy.
Mm-hmm.
There is
obsessed.
The clingy pussy.
Possessed.
There is
There's
no way. Hey, wait.
You're leaving something behind.
Possessed pussy.
You're leaving something
somewhere.
Come on.
You're leaving something behind, bro.
Which one?
See, I was going.
The sugar pussy, man.
The sugar pussy.
Which that pussy when you hit once. You are there, nigga. You will simp. Trust me. Ah, you will simp. Trust me. Man, let me tell you this story. Yeah? Let me tell you guys one story. Yeah? Glenn, I think you know I've once told you this story. Yeah?
Yeah.
Nigga.
Get it. Let's
nigga.
Get it. Yeah.
They're crazy bitches out there.
Hey,
I once
they
met
don't
this...
do you bad, bro.
Hey, manze, I once met this Chile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Back then, Glenn was still my good friend. So, manze, this Chile. I'm there, manze. This Chile gave me, I think, the craziest blowjob in my life, man.
Oh, the guy.
I just literally told the chick, I'm gonna buy you a car. I'm gonna buy you a car. That shit's crazy, man. That shit's crazy.
Okay.
That's a blowjob, man. So you can imagine the rest.
Bro,
man.
Where are these women in my life?
Eh?
Why don't they get
But the, let me tell you one thing, bro. The funny thing, most of these chick you can't keep
them. But there's one thing I was telling you. Possessed pussy.
Yo, yeah.
Don't joke with that shit, eh?
What about
that no. Shit will like.
Listen, my, but you know, but for real though. My pussy possessed, maze. Kai.
If you get a good one, like the ones that are nasty possessed, not the other ones that.
But I think where I'm at right now in life,
mm-hmm.
what I need is not some crazy pussy that will drive me. I think I need a pussy that will make me
chill.
Not chill, exact, mm-hmm. but motivate me, man.
Basically,
like just like Octopizzo say, motivation, man.
Something you,
yeah.
Something you want.
Something worth.
But it's not clouding your judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, something worth my time.
That's where niggas are right now. Because me, I'll forever pick the bag over any pussy, even if it's possessed pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I was giving you a list.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is the other one, you know, Dunkin' Donuts. The one with the one you can read a very
about big, that man.
Yeah,
I think people.
Those types of pussies that I mentioned, they announce themselves. And it's normally in the form of a girl who plays too hard to get. As in, okay, there is the hard to get. Then there is too hard to get. It's like you're hiding something. What the fuck, man? It's just pussy.
Wait, guys, there's one thing.
Hold up. If a girl plays hard to get, there's something.
If a girl plays hard to get.
Like super hard to get.
Not this. Super hard to get. Like, akotu hapo. As in, she shows you that she wants it, but she wants you. She wants basically to control you.
Mm.
To some extent, not like fully control you.
Mm.
Most of the time, iyo kitu yukuwa like.
Bro. Let me tell you.
It's that voodoo clam.
Let me tell you three
like
things.
If you meet these loudmouth bitches, kill them
to this is to my niggas out there. Let me tell you.
Man
this,
them.
Three things about the Chileans. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
One thing. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When you're meeting a Chile for the first time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, yeah, the Chile insists you need to strap.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, trust me, strap.
Mm.
Strap, my nigga, strap.
Mm-hmm. You tell me to
don't
strap up,
think. Don't think, man.
I'm out. Me, I kuna kitu tunafanya.
No, you need...
Because you already...
Need...
Me, I know who I am.
Hmm?
You get? Me, I know who
let
I am.
Let me ask you...
Dude,
but... Dude,
the
fa- let me...
The fact
dude,
that
you know?
No,
the fact
wait,
that you know...
Listen, what the hell? I'm saying... The fact that... The first thing that you tell me, you have to strap up. Like, that should be me as a guy knowing that I have to strap up. Because, okay, normally, strap up.
Mm-hmm.
Forever strap
yeah,
up.
You can do strap.
Like in it, yeah. But the fact that you had to tell me, that means there's something wrong. That means you are not
no,
sure
no,
something.
No, 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 no. That's, as I can be, that's a stereotype mentality for most of us niggas.
Mm.
We are like, you know, there are Chile who will invite them and they come with their own CD.
I don't mind that.
Yeah?
But you don't tell me to strap
up. But why do you mind when she tells you to strap?
Don't tell me. Just
You've come with this.
Nigga.
I have condoms in my house. I have condoms anytime that I'm visiting a chick. Huh?
One thing I know.
I have to do that. Mm. Like in the just fact like, that unakuja unaniambia.
Just like we said, there are pussies that will make you to simp. The same way. Wait, hold up. The same way, there are pussies that will make you forget to strap my nigga. You just be there, yeah, nigga. I want to hear this shit, man.
You know that there's niggas out here that do
man.
Just there's niggas that do some stupid shit out here. There's a guy who used to tell me, but this is high school, so I guess this guy was lying. Oh. At the he smashes, then he let him and he feels like he's about to climax. Is when he straps up. I'm like,
sorry, what? What?
When he feels then in it, like you're about to come, that's when he straps up so that he can finish inside the condom. I'm like, why are you wearing the condom?
Is it to protect yourself? Chill. Leave everything out. Dude, you do your strokes, man. You feel like you're about to come.
Exactly.
Explain to me how you're going to pull out.
from a personal experience, I think these things happen.
They do happen.
I remember one thing, what I used to do is, the first shot, I'll strap my nigga. So the first shot, what I do is, I'll gauge, you know, those good pussies that will make you come fast. There are those pussies that will enjoy all the way. So, and there are those pussies that you just want to come, nigga, and so your deal is done, yeah? You're there like pumping. You're like,
there's nothing.
Nigga, I want to get down with this shit, no? So what I used to do, I used to get you the first round, yeah? So if the first round favors me, guess what? Nigga, the second round I don't strap, nigga.
Why?
Nigga, no, I don't know. I think I was young. I think I was young. Yeah. Plus, I had this mentality.
The first round man, is the one that
let matters. Let me tell you guys one thing. Manze mi maliniko sahi, I think, is God, man. So you can imagine.
I love that time, imagine,
I was still in Kole, plus I was meeting different chiles. You know that time, every event,
exactly.
Free pussy.
Exactly.
There's free weed. Free alcohol. And you know there's some lot of pussy.
There's a lot of pussy.
So what you do, you go there. I had this friend, shout out to Robert Manze.
Hey, bad
King
dog.
Manze. So this guy.
Legendary.
No, wait, this guy, you know, actually. So this guy actually is the one who, the guy alikuwa amenikazia, he used to emphasize, nigga, we go to a club, nigga is like, you know, just like the other friends will ask you, do you have your ID on you? The nigga was like, nigga, do you have your CDs on you? I had to check my wallet,
Let me ask something. When was the essence of Nini, of protection? See... Me, I thought is because of we don't want to get some funny diseases here.
Dude, that makes you dick fall off. This guy, man.
Anyways. No, you know, the one thing is, whatever he's saying is true. Because most people strap up and avoid pregnancies. Not because they're of the other knee. And you can tell, 90% of people are smashing raw. Area smash raw, then amwagenze. Just to avoid the pregnancy, but
lakini, one thing.
Eat him and we smash raw. Maybe this bitch had HIV. Maybe this bitch has some disease that makes your dick fall off.
What the fuck, man?
You don't know there's a venereal disease that makes your dick fall off.
So, like, you ain't gonna have no dick.
It falls off. Chopped, finished.
It's viral. It's viral. So, what happens is.
No transformer.
During the day, when it starts, start like one pimple. But at the end of the day, my nigga, that shit is whack way down there.
What the fuck?
You can't handle that shit.
Buddha, you know the you problem.
Gorgeous. So you keep doing that evil.
It will come back eventually, but
Buddha,
it's banded, you know?
No, it's not that. No, yeah, you know the problem is you're getting two different diseases. I know what you're saying. That's syphilis. The one that you get like a king like this. And
hey, that you're familiar with these things,
no? Wait, and that one, I have medics for parents. You have to get these things. That one, you get the key wound, and then I think it's treatable. Mm. So at some point, the wound is. There are so many venereal diseases. We are only taught three in school: HIV, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
Genital herpes.
Mm. And genital herpes and syphilis. Like basically, whatever we have been taught.
Mm.
Is like this small with a spectrum this wide because there are so many things.
Yeah.
You can get, you know how some chicks
about
get
that, I remember there's this friend of mine who went to China to do his, he got a scholarship.
What the fuck is
so the guy, there are funny things out here. Yeah. So the guy was telling me, in China, they are different sasa. So there utapata unashikwa na this some funny diseases down there. Then your dick just swallows up and it becomes transparent like a balloon, my nigga. Eh? Like a fucking balloon. So you can imagine your tarimbo is there swollen, transparent. And balloonish, like it becomes so elastic, man. Nigani, your balls
like
even
a fucking boil.
Your balls even swollen in a way that
so
they start hanging down
you
there.
Can imagine, nigga. Let me talk to you as the audience directly. Uko hapo nze, you're just smashing every chick that you meet raw. The fuck, man.
Utati form.
The fuck, man.
The only advice I can. Tell my niggas out there.
Tafuta mtu wako
mmoja. Usiwahi kula kienyeji raw. Don't. Don't
very
try
fertile.
That shit.
Those chilies are very fertile, man.
Look,
so unaonanga wanasema, you see that Kagal menu unatakanga tu just for pussy. You never want to imagine yourself like settling with such a person.
The ugly one with the fine ass.
Baba, usikia atashika tu dumbo yako, man.
That's how you get a baby mama.
Eh, one time.
I know we are landing on time, but I want to introduce something. Something small. And it's going with the kienyeji thing. Don't smash kienyeji.
A very far time.
You know, it's that time of the season. And by the time you're listening to this, by the way, Merry Christmas, you guys.
By the time you're listening to this, it will be Friday.
It's Christmas, man.
Hey,
Christmas.
But hey, talking of Christmas, do you guys have plans for Christmas?
But now sasa kuna wale wasema form ya ocha.
Oh, ile fulani.
And then there is a meme that I've seen today at now is when you're starting to hook up with your
That's kienyeji.
So
back in the village,
this meme goes that this is just
after 12 months.
Yeah, after 12 months now.
You're there. Remember, I've not forgotten you.
I still care. Let me ask you something. Do you guys have like chiles back home? What's our they are like.
Me personally, from
my nigga, we are going home very soon. Don't joke with me. You know I find out.
I'll not call them. I'll not say they are Kenyans.
They
are couple, man. Let me tell you one thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you one thing. This happens to most of us who maybe unapata most of the time you're in Nairobi, I'm in the big cities. Mm-hmm. You know how it happens.
Yeah, you know how this thing goes.
The moment you're back in the village, every chick is on you. Yeah. Kila chilako, do your story. You know,
get that.
So my point is, you're getting free pussies down there. So first week umedua mtaa hivi every TK is like eh hey, ule kijana Nairobi unajua amekuja. Eh? So you can imagine. But then watch kwa narrative. But then acha one thing.
I'm not underrating them. Yeah. He is one thing. Me and my cousins when we go to watch her, we don't have I'll speak for myself. Me I don't have chicks in Ocha.
Yeah.
What I know I do, I flirt a lot. Like if I had a girlfriend like right now, she would refuse me to go.
How do you flirt with these village girls?
Bro. The one thing that you mentioned, that you don't keg. Simple. you find a way of getting these girls out of their place. You land them in a neighboring shopping center. Buy them two cakes. Give them Kiswahili obvio.
Mine is different.
But the problem is me, I'll never score with such chicks. You know why? Because I don't want the same thing you said. The ones that you don't really want,
they're very fat,
they end up being your baby mamas. So for me, I will be at that point, maybe even like, yeah, back when I was in high school, we used to go, we go to the shambas, we make out and all that nonsense. Mm-hmm. But if you pick a place in here, I have to put my dick inside you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But to my guys who are out there in the village, mm-hmm. I know these are the times when people will be serving food and the MC will be like, watu wa Nairobi wakule kwanza, watu wa Nairobi wakule kwanza. And this is the time, during the church service on Sunday.
Exactly, you know, like, the guy.
Especially this period, this festive period. You'll find that people use these projectors to see movies. Kwa church.
Disco Vumbi. Remember, this, you went to a system.
You went to DJ. You went to DJ.
Exactly.
What you do? what I used to do, I used to play DJ Lighter's mix.
I was the DJ.
The same time, I was the IT man. Not ideal the IT man, but I used to know how to connect some wires.
Me, I was the entrepreneur.
Mm.
You know how?
The guy with the ideas.
You know, no.
Mm.
You see this phone?
Mm.
I'll buy a mini mem card,
mm-hmm.
64 GB.
Mm-hmm.
I have mixes like this.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to water and the guy goes, hey, I need a mix. Do it from who? I see, I have it.
Mm.
20 shillings.
Yeah,
20 shillings. By the time I'm leaving there, I have more money than I came with. You get?
Mm-hmm.
Then there is this, you know, the way you are saying at the.
Nah,
you
are those time you use card to send with the Bluetooth.
You know,
exactly.
Because
hey. If I go with this candle of mine, I will be yes, sir. Everything.
Vini says. Akili mtu wangu.
Akili mtu wangu.
Achana nayo.
I pity the niggas who.
Achana nayo.
I pity the niggas who have been keeping these ninis for you guys, especially for you, Stevie. The ones that have been keeping the kienyejis wale wanaipelekanga kwa malisho alafu wanarudisha. Because that nigga will see shit.
But
you can imagine, just because a nigga from Nairobi has come, sasa wewe you are not getting pussy anymore. Even in the church you used to sit together, you're not sitting together anymore because she doesn't want to be seen with you.
Yeah, man.
Kila yani tumeepukwa
tu. The guy is around, bro. Daddy amekuja.
Bazenga daddy, the big boys, wamefika.
One advice I'll give out to the single niggas like me out there.
Single niggas like you and you have chicks and you know.
No, these chicks are my friends, by the way. One thing.
So you smash friends.
Hold up.
Nigga, you just no way. You just need this
man. one thing wanasema usiwahi kata mkono unaokulisha. Ama wanasema I don't know where.
Fuck,
I don't know the same, but
don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Just like any other business or any other entity.
Mm.
Hey. Man, usiwahi like usiwahi dharau mali kitu inakupatia doa ama mali unakulia. Una get?
Uh-huh.
The same chicks mnasema oh sijui nini. Man, siku moja utaenda huko hivi corona, like the other time I went to Ota na corona ikanifungia huko.
Yeah.
What if umeenda huko there for 6 months?
Mm.
Sasa utakuwa unakulana na wachana na Nairobi kwa simu. Man, sometimes a man has to do what he has to do to survive. Yeah,
like
sometimes you can't do what you can't do to survive, man. The streets are a cold, man.
6 months ndio amepata hapo anasema hapo vyenye jioda.
During those 6 months, man, kwanza acha nikwambie, the first month it was easier. Unajua the first month you are used to see these good girls in town, yeah. The second month, so the third month I got this job, yeah, at some place, yeah. So the job, the demand was too high due most of the clients were this local, not let me not call them kenyeji. They are this also university delay, but they are back at home. You get?
Oh, okay, I get.
So
that.
So it's the fourth month I had to sample a few just to
so
get
it, you
know,
you
sometimes
there, you were there for 6 months, like,
yeah.
You only vomilia until the fourth month.
Not actually, what I mean is the fourth month is where I peaked. You know, there's that speed of yours.
So wait, basically
that momentum. The first month I was just peaking, yeah.
No wait. So basically, this guy was going in gears. The first month gear one.
Just peaking
gear
in gears.
But now the problem is when he got to the fourth month, he skipped to gear 5. Kwenda.
Kind of, you know.
To add on that,
yeah.
I think most. I think the times are changing.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, man, say, hey, me from my research, I have come to know, squeezy madam, like people are becoming more sexually active at a very tender age.
Mm. I can
at a very tender age.
Exposure.
Not me, but I know some people who used to chill.
Not,
yeah?
Him.
Not me. One thing. I have a principle.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I can't chill someone who doesn't have an ID.
Oh, me, I was talking about you starting young, not you.
The funny thing,
yeah.
While I was in high school, I was focused, man. I was focused. That's why I said, let me read. When I go to campus, I'll sample. Trust me, my nigga. And I did.
But this guy.
Anyways.
Man, I at least now we can say the podcast has its toxic fuckboy now.
Man,
this nigga is a terrorist.
Me by the way, I'm very good. It's just like, the thing is, I just love to explore.
Dude, let me tell
I'm
you.
I'm explorer,
let me,
man.
Listen, let me
you
tell you what
me,
happened.
You can
let
call
me
Jack Sparrow.
No, you are Stevie the Explorer.
let me tell you what happened when we were freshmen, man, yeah?
Mm.
When we were freshmen.
Mm.
So this guy and the same Keegan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Hey, Keegan is a legend. We need to have Keegan in the podcast
sometime.
Keegan is a changed man now.
Yeah. Dude, I'm sure he's changed. Anyways.
Changed the guy.
Anyways, listen. This guy and Keegan. This guy swept that campus until jina Kioko angekatia na odeme wote. He goes mi naitwa Kioko and the chile is like, hey, nimesikiza story zako. So this guy is,
me, I used to change with them my
so
name.
This guy had to shift.
There was a time I was Bernard.
Barno, you
Steve.
Know.
Yeah, I used to change my name.
You know, then Keegan was now Barno. You know,
yeah.
His other name,
so
but now Barno.
Let me get
Barn.
This thing. We're seated in the presence,
man,
of a fucking legend.
This guy.
No.
Someone was fucked
it's
up.
It's not about the legacy.
Campus.
Let me correct you guys one thing. One
campus,
thing you guys
man.
Didn't
yeah.
know.
Mm.
Let me tell you one thing.
Mm.
during our time, mm-hmm. yeah, the mm-hmm. freshman,
freshman,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Nili notice like the people were before us.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was alikuwa melaza.
Mm.
Yeah, we went there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me, I went there. I remember the first time
mm-hmm.
we were invited mm-hmm. eh, to a third year bash, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there. I was like, you know, remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was a nigga back from the village
mm-hmm.
eh, who used eh? Yani I had like nilikuwa nimejeka nimesema like this is my time. Now that was my time. You can remember so you can remember the ads eh? The energy, you know?
I'm thinking he's saying that this is my time to read comments.
Ah,
this is my
both,
time to
both,
do
both,
the shit.
Ah,
akuna both.
Akuna there both. Is nothing one thing, like one both. Thing, one thing about campus, you can still have fun and read.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike high school and stuff, you know that.
Yeah, high school.
You can still manage, yeah?
Yeah, so you,
especially
you
for people like us who used to do like these business courses and media studies, you know?
Yeah.
But the other people, you had to read.
And,
these niggas
are the ones for shoot. So now, if there are terrorists, people who are, yani, what wanna go popal the campus, these niggas that go for photo shoots,
yeah.
And you know.
But they used
you know this.
The funny thing,
the funny thing,
we used to organize those shoots with Kina Glenn, but my aim was not to go and have the fun like to shoot.
Yeah.
My name was, yani, I wanted to make a name out
you
of it.
You
want
to make a name out of it?
Yeah. And you know, hey, kwa photographer, hey, by the way, photographer, kama manzi yako kwa na best photographer, don't buy that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Don't buy that
shit. If your girlfriend is my friend, you are
skiza photographer kinaongea
sana.
If your girlfriend is my friend, you are genuinely fucked. You see those nudes that she sent you? Guess what?
Anyways, hey,
just
man,
send them to a cup of niggas.
It's been a vibe, mazee.
But they come think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Unajua kuna mamanzi, they can send a note to random guys, like a couple of guys.
Let's talk about that on the next podcast. Because I need to know.
Hey,
next episode, mazee.
Man.
Ushaya experience magaldem kama hao. By the way, food for thought, we're leaving you guys with this one. Ushaya experience madem kama hao, mazee. Wale wene, anaweza kusukumia tu mambo to fulani. You know, me I have stories about this shit, man. Hey, you guys, catch me on the next episode, man. Don't miss, man.
Catch
it's been
you,
a funny. Yeah, yeah.
The
catch
rest
me,
of us
man.
Will not be there.
Listen, I have my stories. You have your stories. He has his stories. So catch me on the
catch
next
us
episode.
On the next episode.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be telling you mine. Mm-hmm. They also gonna be telling you theirs, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just to wind up.
Mm-hmm. I have one big question, yeah,
mm-hmm.
to the guys, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
May I like to address my fellow niggas, the boys club,
bro.
You know.
Boys club,
one question is,
mm-hmm.
what if,
mm-hmm.
if these girls mm-hmm. are the one who is, they are chewing us instead of us chewing them? I mean, what if girls are the one who are chipoing us and not us.
I will not have sleepless nights here.
Maybe you're excited, you're getting the food.
What if, man, dude, this thing is happening. Actually, whatever he's talking about, I also have a story. Yo,
What you know
just,
from this episode is that we have a lot of shit
yeah,
for you.
We
can, man. Just keep it locked. Share this with everybody.
Just
before I forget,
this director from Kenya, the guy has one amazing movie. Yeah?
Mm.
He's on Showmax. Inaitwa Baba Twins.
Mm. Baba Twins.
Some
yeah.
epic shit, man. Mm. I think the next episode.
Wait, it's a series, not a movie.
It's a movie, just a Showmax original movie.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
On the next episode, I think.
Oh, we'll on the next about, episode yeah, of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk yeah. about more about the music.
Film industry.
Yeah, the film industry. Mm. About production as a whole, as a
part. Whoa, hey, kama Buddha. Kawa, kama ibada.
You already have like a full catalog of whatever we are going to. Why would you listen? Why yeah, have you not even subscribed yet? Yeah. Mutilate that thing, Buddha. Anyway, it's yep. been...
So if you do right here, man, aka Mr. Flow Genius.
Yeah, your boy here, Stevie, the Monday, big guy. I think Monday. we are now two big guys, so you guys will just get used to it.
Bruh.
Yeah. So we'll have to decide who is the bigger.
You should have... Hey, bana, like Nipoyan, we've come in right here, you know, this thing is a fucking legend.
Anyway.
But anyway, it's your boy, Dante. Mm-hmm. It's been an awesome episode, man. Get you next week. Happy New Year, because you...
Same day, same time, bro. Same no, day, same time.
But different year.
Different year.
Different yeah, vibes.
Different.
Yeah, but still different good vibes. Energy, yeah. Still good
vibes.
See, yeah, you're full of good vibes.
Hey, man, and we're out. Peace.
Peace.
Hiyo kitu ilikuwa moto. Hiyo kitu ilikuwa. Lakini bro. Wee. Kili bilichafuaga kama pasi. Kai.
Kama pasi.